This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I saw Mark Zuckerberg, who is a very dangerous sociopath, by the way, advocating for a universal basic income. Now, what is a universal basic income? It means that the government pays everybody a living wage, even if they don't work. Yeah, basically, this is sort of modern communism at work, a centrally planned economy where they enslave the citizens because citizens are then subject to these handouts from the government just to get by. Now, what Zuckerberg did not talk about, and this was during a speech he gave, I think at Harvard. What he wasn't talking about is who's going to pay for this universal basic income. I mean, where does the money come from? If you pay, let's say you pay every American $1,000 a month if they're like an adult, you know, just an adult head of household. Let's say you pay them $1,000 a month just across the board. Well, if you have 100 million adults who qualify for that, which is probably very reasonable, then, you know, that's $100 billion a month, right? 100 million people times $1,000 a month, that's $100 billion a month or $1.2 trillion a year in cash outlays for this basic income. Well, $1.2 trillion a year is almost half of what the government collects from the entire tax program on citizens. I'm not talking about corporate taxes here. I'm talking about income taxes, like federal income taxes. I think it's like $2.5-3 trillion a year, something in that range. These are rough numbers. But really, are you gonna collect? What are you gonna do? Raise that by another $1.2 trillion a year? Who's gonna pay that? I mean, because it's the same people in many cases that are receiving it. I mean, all you're doing is creating a government program that confiscates money from everybody and then siphons off a bunch of it for government programs and bonuses for government employees and bureaucrats. And then after they're done wasting it, it gives back some of the money to the people. Now, that's absurd. And it's just a redistribution of wealth. It's just punishing people who are working more or who went to college and studied instead of partying all the time and actually have a higher paying job. Or maybe they didn't go to college and they studied and they have a higher paying job. You know, whatever the case may be. It's punishing people who are earning more and rewarding people who are earning less. This is the society that Zuckerberg and other globalists want. They want an enslaved, obedient slave class of sheeple, essentially, who are all just, you know, on the government payroll. And once they get you on the government payroll, they can start to threaten you. They can threaten to cut off your government money if you don't comply with their coercive mandates. So they can say things like, oh, if you don't get your children vaccinated, we're going to take away your basic universal income. You see how that works? Oh, if you don't get yourself microchipped to be an obedient sheeple slave of the police state, you got to be microchipped. And if you're not microchipped, we're going to take away your universal basic income. See, every time that you're taking money from an entity, you are tied to that entity. You are, you know, you're subject to the whims of that entity. This is the way the federal government threatens states. Remember when Obama told the schools all across the country that they had to have transgender bathrooms and they had to let little boys shower with little girls in the locker rooms, as long as those boys said they were girls? Yeah, it's all this transgender stuff. The way they push it onto the schools was the federal government said, if you don't honor the transgender narrative, we're going to take away all your federal funding. And that's how they threaten the schools into compliance. Now, President Trump, by the way, has since reversed that order, that mandate. So a lot of schools are ditching that. But nevertheless, that's just an example. So you don't want a society where a central authority is handing out money to every citizen, because that creates control over every citizen. That becomes a totalitarian society. And it doesn't take long before that government gets into, you know, bonus payments. Oh, snitch on your neighbor, turn in your neighbor for having guns or gold, or being a food hoarder, you know, someone who has storable food, because that's hoarding. If you turn in your neighbor, we'll give you an extra $500 bonus on your monthly universal income. If you turn in two neighbors, you get $1,000 a month. This is the snitch network system that is made possible by this universal basic income, this dependence on government money for people to live in society. And see, that's the perfect society that sociopaths like Zuckerberg want to create, because they want obedient sheeple. People like him and Bill Gates and others, they want to rule over the masses of obedient sheeple. And they don't want people to have economic opportunities to rise up and compete with Facebook or Microsoft or Google or whatever the case may be. They don't want economic mobility. They want people trapped in economic servitude. That's the system that they want. So they hate free markets. They hate competition. They hate upward mobility. They hate innovation and creativity. They hate informed citizens. They hate, you know, all the things that you and I value, which is awareness, awakening, innovation, creativity, self-determination, self-discipline, courage, entrepreneurism, and all these things. They hate that. And so they want to just give you money so that you stop thinking about making yourself better. If they just give you money, they give, you know, money to every American, most people will be more than happy to just sit on their asses and throw some Cheetos in their mouths and eat some Pop-Tarts and watch CNN or the sitcom shows and just collect a government paycheck and pretend that they have an important life when all they're doing is existing for the purpose of casting a vote. Yes, and the vote is where the leverage really comes in, because once you have a program like that that's handing out money to all the people, you can never take it back, because any politician that ran on the platform of saying, this is absurd, we can't be paying universal incomes to everybody, that person would never win an election, because all the people getting the money would vote them down. But a politician has said, well, you know what? We think we should raise the monthly income by 50%. Everybody should get $1,500 a month instead of $1,000 a month. They would win the election because it's a bigger handout. It's more money for the voters who are getting the money. You see, voters tend to vote their own self-interest, and they will gladly vote themselves bigger and bigger handouts if that's an available option from the government. And that's why government keeps getting bigger and bigger, by the way, because anybody who dares go up there, you know, running for office and says, oh, we're going to cut Social Security, we're going to cut Medicare, we're going to cut food stamps, we're going to cut handouts, we're going to shrink the size of government and be a more reliant, self-reliant country of mature adults who are more capable of taking care of themselves, that person would never win an election. Doesn't happen, because people are so ingrained in the slave mind system at this point. They want government to take care of them. They want government to pay their bills. They want the news to tell them what to think. There are many, many people that are no longer capable of critical thought or independent thought, or anything resembling just freedom of thought. They've lost it because they've been indoctrinated from a young child in the school system, which is really just indoctrination and conformity training, you know, through adulthood, where it's the same thing. You've got the news, you've got people saying, oh, you got to be politically correct. Don't mention that. That's a conspiracy theory. You're a kook. You know, there's all of this pressure, peer pressure, to conform and be obedient and don't say the wrong words. Always use the right terminology. You have to be sensitive. You have to be tolerant. You know, oh my God, how dare you use the word, I don't know, Mexican at a restaurant, at a Mexican restaurant. You're insensitive. You're you're guilty of cultural appropriation. It's also silly. But you see, that's how society keeps everybody controlled. So financial independence really means not depending on systems that control you to pay you. Financial independence is a kind of freedom that very few people experience. I guess I'm one of the few examples of that, because although I'm not wealthy, I'm not dependent on any corporation or government for my income. So that's why my podcasts are totally uncensored. Nobody can fire me. Literally nobody can fire me. I mean, Sean Hannity even found out recently he can be fired. He can be fired by Fox News very easily. He can have his advertisers pull out. Well, I don't have any advertisers sponsoring this podcast. I can't be fired. No one can stop my paycheck. As long as you, the people, keep supporting our website and reading our articles, supporting our traffic to our advertisers, supporting healthrangerstore.com and so on, we've got plenty of revenue to keep telling you the truth and keep speaking in an uncensored way. So the government can't control us. And I would never take government grant money and grow my business to where I'm dependent on government grant money, because then you can never tell the truth anymore. But most people get a paycheck from a university, a government, a corporation, something like that. And so they are stifled in what they can say because they can't risk giving up losing that paycheck. And that's why so many people enjoy these podcasts, because I'm saying the things that they can't say, but they think them, they feel them. They just can't say them, or they would lose their financial lifeline. Interesting, isn't it? Well, thank you for listening. I will keep doing this for a very long time. This is healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Share widely and check out that website, healthrangerreport.com, for more podcasts.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.